Here.
Here.
This is a public meeting. It'll be live streamed all day. It's important for us to make sure our mics are on when we're talking. I talked to somebody this morning who, and I was a violator of this for part of the time yesterday, who could watch on the web but had trouble hearing at times. So for everybody, both those who are on the board and those who are appearing before the board, it's really important to do that. Even if you have booming voices, they aren't picked up very well when they're when people are watching this online. Also, hope that you would silence any electronic devices. You can obviously have them on, but it's a distraction that is not helpful. In order to ensure that the board has the opportunity to conduct all of the business on the agenda for its meetings, public comment for agenda topics will be limited to no more than 30 minutes per item. A sign-up sheet is available for public comment on a first-come, first-served basis. For the State Forest HCP topic, we have scheduled 2 15-minute blocks of invited testimony from the two stakeholder groups who have regularly participated in that topic. We've also scheduled a block of time for invited testimony from the review panel who have participated in the marbled murrelet topic. To ensure that the general public has a fair opportunity to speak, we've requested that anyone participating in invited comment refrain from using the public comment time. So let's proceed with action and informational items. Peter?
No really additional comments. I thought we had guilty as charged. I thought we had a good meeting yesterday. I think we got good feedback on the forest management plan and some reasonable feedback on the next steps for the ecosystem services analysis. And as we go through this topic, I would encourage the board to have discussions amongst themselves as opposed to just with staff. So that's all I have to say.
And any board member comments outside of the meeting today? Okay, great.